الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program Good Habits and Bad Habits. In this particular program, we discuss which habits should exist amongst us, which is a good habit, and which habits we should stay away from, inshallah. And today's topic is such a topic that we will be learning a lot of new things. Maybe a lot of the viewers of Madani Channel haven't heard of the things that we will be learning today. For example, who was the first individual to ever sneeze? Then also we will be learning about how was the dog created. Number three, we will also be learning today about, you know, in our society, we face various different types of people, people with different personalities. Some people are harsh, some people are soft, some people have one skin color, another person has a different skin color. What's the reason for this? Also, we will be learning today about the first disobedience that took place in this universe. Why was Shaitan destroyed? What was the reason that he was destroyed? This is something that, inshallah azawajal, we will be discussing in today's topic. But before we continue, inshallah azawajal, as per usual, let's inshallah azawajal listen to a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's mentioned that the individual who recites Durood-e Pak 10 times upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, Allah azawajal will shower 100 mercies upon him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Meaning, you recite Durood-e Pak only 10 times, Allah's 100 mercies will descend upon you, inshallah. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, just think to yourself, 10 times Durood-e Pak, how long is it going to take to recite? Literally, even less than a minute, it will take to recite Durood-e Pak 10 times. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. This is also one form of Durood-e Pak. This was 3 Durood-e Pak. Another form of Durood-e Pak is sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This will count as 2 Durood-e Pak. Now think to yourself, in 1 minute, how much Durood-e Pak we can recite, inshallah azawajal. And we have just heard the blessing that only 10 times you recite Durood-e Pak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah azawajal's 100 mercies will descend upon us, inshallah azawajal. So dear viewers, is my humble request to you, inshallah azawajal, that let's take time out. Let's actually allocate some time to recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let's spend our time, let's keep our tongue moist by doing the dhikr of Allah and reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah azawajal, if we do this, we will see success in this world, we will see success in the hereafter, we will see blessings in this world, and we will see blessings in the hereafter, inshallah. So 10 times Durood-e Pak, Allah azawajal's 100 mercies will descend upon you, inshallah azawajal. So let's, with devotion, with love, now let's recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, it's mentioned about him that neither he had a mother or a father. Allah azawajal, he created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam from soil. And when Allah azawajal intended to create Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he sent Hazrat Israel alayhi salam. Now those that don't know, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam is that angel who captures the soul. Now the angel of death that we hear about, this is Hazrat Israel alayhi salam. And just remember, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, he will come to all of us. He will come to every single one of us to capture our soul. We make dua that may Allah azawajal, when he comes to capture our soul, may Allah azawajal allow us to be in the beautiful city of Madinah to Munawwara. May Allah azawajal allow us to be in front of the Sabz Gumbad of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May we be lost in the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, the angel of death, he comes and he captures our soul. So when Allah azawajal, he intended to create Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he sent Hazrat Israel alayhi salam to the earth to get some soil from the earth. Now what happened? When Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, who is the angel of death, when he came down to the earth, the superficial layer of all the earth peeled off into his fist like rind. The soil that he picked up consisted of 60 different colors and properties. This soil that he picked up, dear viewers of Madani Channel, contained black, white, red, yellow, and various other colored soils. And you know, in regards to the soil, he picked a variety of soil up. This all came into his fist. Some of it was hard, some of it was soft. Some of it was sweet and some of it was bitter. Some of it was salty and some of it was not salty. So dear viewers, before I continue here, so this soil was used to create Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Now in regards to this, in our society today, even in our own family, we face various different people. People have different personalities. Some people are harsh. Some people are soft. And no matter what you say to them, they don't respond back to you. They don't get angry. Some people, on the other hand, lose their temper like that. And in regards to the color of the skin, we have many people that live amongst us and they have different skin colors. The reason for this is when Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, the angel of death again, when he came down to the earth, the soil that he picked up was a variety of soil. Like we have just heard, it was a variety of colors, variety of properties. So this is why the scholars say that we meet different people. Now you to meet two brothers. Those two brothers, they won't have the same habits. They won't have the same personality. They will be different. And this is the reason why, is because the soil is different. And the soil that was used to create us, this is also different. So this is why people are different today. So what happened, dear viewers of Madani Channel? When Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's statue was created, now his soul had not entered his body. Now what happened next? The angels, they were very surprised because they had never ever seen a creation like Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. This was the first man to be created. So the angels, they were surprised at, who is this? What kind of creation is this? Alhamdulillah. So they were surprised and they were happy to see this creation of Allah. But on the other hand, shaitan started from negativity. Meaning straight away, as soon as he seen Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the negativity started. Now what happened? At this moment in time, like I said, the soul of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam had not entered into his blessed body. And what did shaitan do? Shaitan spitted as Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's statue. Now the spit, dear viewers of Madani Channel, landed. You know where the belly button is today of a person? This is where it landed. Now, one thing that I would like to say here, is that, you know, we've got a straight body. Our body is straight. But all of a sudden, we have this belly button. It's something unique compared to the rest of the body. What's the reason for this? The reason for this is because when shaitan spitted at the blessed statue, the blessed body of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Now Allah Azza wa Jal, he commanded Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, the old Jibreel, go where shaitan's spit has landed, remove that soil from the statue of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So this is exactly what Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam did. He removed that part of the soil, and this is the reason why we have a belly button. This part of the soil was removed from the body. Now what happened with that soil that was removed from the statue of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam? What was created? A dog was created. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let me just repeat this again. The soil that was removed from the blessed statue of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, the dog was created. So this is a brief definition, a brief introduction to how the dog was created and also why in our human bodies we have the belly button. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, then finally, when the soul of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, this entered into his body. Now what happened is, when the soul reached the nose, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he sneezed at that particular time. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he was the first blessed individual to sneeze. And as soon as Hazrat Adam alayhi salam sneezed, he said, Alhamdulillah. So today, you know, Alhamdulillah, we hear that, you know, when we sneeze, we should say Alhamdulillah. This is a sunnah of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. That the first blessed individual to sneeze was Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And as soon as he sneezed, he said, Alhamdulillah. Now, as soon as Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he sneezed and he said, Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal, he replied, Yarhamukallah, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless you. So remember this today, that, you know, we hear in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami and from the scholars, that when someone sneezes, this is sunnah to say Alhamdulillah. But if someone sneezes and says Alhamdulillah, for the people that are listening, at least one of them, it is wajib for them to reply and say, Yarhamukallah. So this is a sunnah of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and then this was the response of Allah Azza wa Jal when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam sneezed. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, when the soul entered the body, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he sneezed and then he said Alhamdulillah. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, O father of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now before I continue, I would like to say one thing here. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Meaning right from the start, when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created, the name of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even mentioned at that time. Subhanallah. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he said to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, the O father of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have made you solely for the purpose of my glorification. the soul permitted into his whole body, and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he stood up alive. Now what happened is, Allah Azza wa Jal, he ordered the angels, the all my innocent angels, prostrate, do sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Now, so what happened is, when Allah Azza wa Jal commanded the angels to do sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, what was the timing of this? First of all, the day was Jummah, the day was Friday. And this sajda, how long was this sajda? It wasn't 1 minute, it wasn't 1 hour, it wasn't 2 hours. This sajda lasted from the time of Zawal all the way to Salatul Asr. So all the angels of Allah, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, Sayyidina Mikael alayhi salam, Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam, and all the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal, they did sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam from the time of Zawal all the way till the time of Salatul Asr. Now what happened is, Shaitan, he did not prostrate at that time. Shaitan did not do sajda in the court of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And Shaitan, he said to Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am better than him. He said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you created him from the soil, you created me from the fire. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am better than him. I am not going to prostrate to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. I'm not going to do sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now what happened next? This moment of takabbur, this moment of arrogance, this caused the destruction of Shaitan. Now who was Shaitan? Shaitan had the distinguished status in the court of Allah for 30,000 years. He was in the company of the angels for 80,000 years. He delivered sermons to the angels for 20,000 years. He performed tawaf of the arsh, the throne of Allah, for 14,000 years. But because of one moment of takabbur, one moment of having arrogance in his heart, one moment of having pride in his heart, all this was destroyed and Shaitan was destroyed as well. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's day and age, unfortunately, we see this very common in our society, this takabbur, this arrogance, this pride. That people are showing pride, they're having arrogance in their heart. First of all, what is the definition of pride? What's the definition of arrogance? What's the definition of takabbur? This is the definition of takabbur, that I am better than so-and-so. I am better than him, I am better than him. This is what takabbur is. This is what arrogance is. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, one question arises, that why does takabbur come? Why does a person feel arrogant? What's the reason for this? Why does he feel pride? One of the reasons is because a person gets a status. A person starts to get a status, he gets to be high up in the world, he gets a status in his company, in the family, whatever status he gets. Now his feet, they don't touch the ground anymore. He starts to think that, look, I've got this status, I'm better than everyone else. This is takabbur, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is arrogance. Another reason why a person becomes arrogant, has pride in his heart, is because he gets money. He thinks to himself that, look at my house, look at my car, look at my business, look at my mobile phone, look at my clothes, look what I'm wearing and look what he's wearing. Allah has given me this. Look at him. He's got nothing at all. I'm better than him. My house is better than him. My car is better than him. My mobile phone is better than him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this pride over money, this should not exist in our heart. Because who gave us this money? Who gave us this wealth? Who gave us this business? Who gave us everything? Allah has given us this. We should thank Allah. We should do the shukr of Allah. We should bow our head in the court of Allah and thank Allah Azza wa Jal for giving us all this money, for giving us this wealth, for giving us these businesses, for giving us these cars. We should be thankful of Allah. We shouldn't say to ourselves that, look, he's got nothing. Look at his house. Look at his car. Look at his car. Look at my car. Look at his car. This shouldn't exist, because who knows? A moment of our pride, a moment of takabbur, this wealth, these businesses, these homes could be destroyed, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We should not feel pride. You know, if anybody does come to us, the brother, please give me some money. Can I have some money? We should not turn them away, that, oh, go away. Oh, I'm a person of money, go away, leave me alone. No. We should try to give them money and we should do sajda, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. I thank you, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, that you have made me in such a situation that I am giving people zakat and I'm not taking people zakat. Think to yourself, how many thousands of people live amongst us? Our families may be back home. They take zakat because they don't have enough money. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us so much money that we have to give zakat in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should be thankful that we are giving zakat and we are not taking zakat. Another reason why a person gets takabbur in his heart, pride in his heart, is because he gets a rank in the world. Now what happens when he gets this rank? He feels like, I'm someone. I've got something big now. I've got a big status now. Look at me. Look, I've got a protocol. Whenever I go into a gathering, whenever I go to a meeting, people stand up for me. They give me the best chair in that particular room and a person feels pride that, look, I am here, I am in this status, I'm in this particular position, I've got everything. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should not feel this in our heart. This pride, and what happens when a person starts to feel this pride? What happens? He starts to shout at his employees. He starts to shout at other people that, look at you, I'm giving you money. You should listen to me. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, we might have the protocol today. When we go into a gathering, people might stand up for us. When we go into a meeting, people might stand up for us. People might respect us. But if we have arrogance in our heart, if we have takabbur in our heart, remember it's mentioned that on the day of judgment, those people that had takabbur, those people that had arrogance in the world, they will be brought on the day of judgment in the form of ants. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, they will be brought in the form of ants on the day of judgment. This takabbur, this pride, any moment you think today that I'm strong, brother, this person can't defeat me. Another reason why takabbur comes is because I'm strong. This person is weak, you know, don't mess with me, don't say anything to me, I'm going to do this to you, I'm going to beat you up, I'm going to bring so and so people, we're going to do this to you. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this tongue that you're speaking with, who knows, Allah might not like the words that are coming out from our mouth due to pride. We might lose our voice, we might lose our tongue. Today, with our eyes, we are scaring people that, oh, I'm a big person, don't mess with me, don't think about messing with me. Think to yourself, Allah has given you this blessing of eyes. Instead of showing these eyes in a frightening way to people, do the shukr of Allah. Thank Allah that Allah has given you eyes. These could be taken away from us any moment, any time. So don't show pride toward the people. And another reason why a person gets pride in his heart is also because of Islamic knowledge. Now you might be thinking, brother, Islamic knowledge and a person gets pride. A person starts to read namaz, now he gets pride in his heart. A person starts to read the Holy Quran, he gets pride in his heart. A person starts to do good things and now he starts to get pride in his heart. Yes. The reason for this is because a person might read namaz. Then he might go home. On the way home, he might see people who are wandering in the streets, say, haven't read the namaz. He might be thinking that, look, I'm better than these people. I've read my namaz, they don't read the namaz. Allahu Akbar. I read my tahajjud salah, they don't even read the Friday prayer. I read my tahajjud prayer, they don't even read the Eid salah as well. I'm better than these people. This is also a form of pride. A form of pride due to Islamic knowledge. Another reason, a person who gets Islamic knowledge, he starts to think that, look, I've got so much knowledge. I've got the knowledge of the Quran. I've got knowledge of the Hadith. These people that are in front of me, they don't know nothing. They don't know nothing about Islam. Allah's given me knowledge. I've got knowledge. I'm better than these people. Remember, this should not exist in our heart. If we read our namaz, we should be thankful in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, you have given me this opportunity to read namaz. Why? Because there was one individual. This individual, he was so pious, he devoted his whole lifetime for the worship of Allah. Now what happened? He was so pious in the court of Allah that a cloud used to shadow upon him at all times. Wherever he would go, this particular cloud would follow him and cast a shadow upon him. Now what happened is, there was also one person in that locality. He was very disobedient. He spent his whole lifetime disobeying Allah. Now a thought crossed his mind one day that, look at me, I've spent my whole lifetime disobeying Allah. I haven't read my namaz, I haven't done this, I haven't done that. This pious person that is in my locality that the cloud also follows, maybe I should spend my time in his company. Where I'll repent in the court of Allah, and by the mercy of Allah, Allah will forgive my sins. Then we can do the worship of Allah together. Now this person, who was a sinful person, he went into the pious person's company. He sat with the pious person, and the pious person thought to himself that, look, I have been worshipping Allah for years and years and years, that even this cloud has been appointed to cast a shadow upon me. Wherever I go, this cloud is following me. This sinful person in my company, he's a sinful person. I'm a good person. What is he doing in my company? He goes, listen, you, stand up. Stand up right now and go away from here. Leave me alone. You're a sinful person. What are you doing in my company? Now, Allah Azza wa Jal, he sent a revelation to the prophet of the time. And he said to the prophet, that go and find those two people. Tell the person who was pious initially, who had done good deeds, tell him that because of your moments of pride, Allah has destroyed all your good deeds. And tell the sinful person who wanted to repent in the court of Allah, because of your intention of repenting in the court of Allah, because of you trying to find a way to ask for forgiveness, Allah has forgiven all of your sins. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, what did we just hear? This person, this pious person of Allah, spent his whole lifetime doing the dhikr of Allah, worshipping Allah. But because one moment of pride, all his good deeds were destroyed. But on the other hand, the sinful person who spent his whole lifetime disobeying Allah, a moment of reflection, a moment of contemplating upon becoming pious, a moment of thinking that I should repent in the court of Allah, Allah forgave all of his sins. Allahu Akbar. We learn from this. Even Shaitan as well, he only had a moment of pride that, look, I'm not gonna, he did years of ibadat in the court of Allah. But one moment of pride, one moment of takabbar, one moment of arrogance, all this was destroyed. But on the other hand, dear viewers, unfortunately, pride exists in our heart today. We should not feel pride. We should not feel takabbar. We should be humble in the court of Allah. And our silsila's name, our program's name is Good Habits and Bad Habits. Remember, a good habit is being humble, remaining humble. And a bad habit is having pride, having takabbar, having arrogance in the heart. So we should remove this takabbar. We should live our life in a humble way. And inshallah, azawajal, we will see blessings in this world and we will see blessings in the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani channel, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.